Hello, Kay.
Hey, Trudy. You know that...
Could you speak a bit louder, Kay?
Let me turn my phone up. And the peace of is even this second spread across the very face of this planet. Stop for just a second and get a feel of what that is saying. It's the peace. We seem to look around us and see, well, it doesn't seem like things are in peace. You see? But that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about being. The peace of is being. It is the very backdrop. And there is no war going on there. There's no war in Syria. There's no war in being planned. There's no war in your head. Do you see that? You being to what, who is what you are. And this is the only one that you are. None of this has ever occurred and is not occurring. We said in the class that remember the prodigal, when he came to himself, he did not find he was free of prodigality. He found that he had never been prodigal. It never happened. That's what he found. That's what anyone finds. They come to themselves, that's what they find. So it takes a big load off, doesn't it? And that is, this very meditation was given out from this position. I just want to let you know that. When you make any statement of truth, it's the excavating, the uncovering that is important. That is the most important. First, just make any statement. But then you've got to drill yourself. Why it's true, when it's true, how completely true is it true? What makes it true? Is there something to deny? Is there anything that can refute it? Act in defiance. Is there something beside left that can operate contrary to it? That type of taking yourself to task. So you can't be lazy. Almost does not count in truth. 1 + 1 = 20. 1 + 1 = 20 million. What's the difference in those two mistakes? Any? Huh? No.
No.
Neither have anything to do with the fact that 1 + 1 = 2, does it? Does it have anything to do with it? No. Please write this down. This is not horseshoes. There are no degrees of accuracy, is it? It's either accurate or it isn't. It either is or it isn't. That's true. You don't have degrees of fact, do you? Are there any degrees in fact? Fact
no.
Is or it isn't. Truth or fact is just the same, isn't it? So you'll find when you're doing your pondering, no matter how you try to rationalize anything or bring in anything, less than the utter, absolute purity and innocence of spirit just won't cut it. As long as you have levels of rightness or degrees of fact, which is impossible, really. You have not touched truth at all. Still in the realm of good old metaphysics and wondering why it don't work. Because it has levels. Higher, lower. So you'll just always remember one thing. To have trouble, you have to first deny yourself. I that I am, you have to first deny that.
So there can be no compromise?
Yeah. How could you compromise with a little man that's not there? That's what you're always dealing with. It's not a mind. It's an assumer. It's an assumption. It's an assumption of a mind. It is an assumption of a mind. Presumption.
So all that intellectual argument is total nonsense and to be discarded.
Well, you will, if you will just stay with facts, like that man said, stick with the fact, ma'am. You will find that you don't, it'll discard itself. It will just fall off by itself. And why? Because it was never there.
Because it never started.
Never started. It was never really there. It's illusion. Absence. You start out in omnipresence and you cannot find absence. But if you start with absence, you're going to have your whole whirlwind. I think there was a mighty leap made at that retreat myself.
Off the chasm.
Does anyone have any questions or anything before we go?
Questions come from that noisy noise. The stillness is not. The stillness is awestruck.
Yeah, they do. But as I said, that's the best way to get them cleared up.
And the reason for pondering the omnis is because that is what is being. That is the only being that there is.
Yes. Being is action. Being is power. Being is presence. Being is intelligence. Being.
Kay, this is Mary. I have a question.
Yes.
So it's like when you said anything of errant, like, you know, I installed a new security system, but that fear that comes up every time I think about something like that, fear or something like a security fear of things my daughter is doing, a fear, you know, all things like that. Start the pondering with the only is the only in cases like that also.
Yeah, just stop yourself. Like, stop it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Because it happened a lot. You know, that fear.
Wait. And you do yourself just that way. And don't you keep talking about how that fear. You see? You give it. Power, it does not have. And only you're doing it. And you can start in right then with the wholeness, the completeness, the perfection of mind. And that there is no daughter mind, there's no robber mind, or whatever you're talking about, I guess.
Exactly.
No fair mind to harbor them. You've given them safe harbor. Oh, they're alive and well, as far as you're concerned. You keep revving them up, you see.
Okay.
Don't mean just you. Everybody. That's just, I'm telling you how the thing works.
Okay.
Once you see how the mechanism works, you don't have to work the mechanism anymore. You're not fooled anymore.
Right.
And what you are stating.
DK's talking.
What you are stating is already the case. So the whole basis, it is based in omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniaction, omnifunction, omnilove. It is based in that. The whole power of that is behind that statement. It's not an idle statement.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to dig at it because you can't just use it as a rote, you see.
Right.
You, when you say something, you know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And that holds good with anything.
Right. Okay.
You cannot... You have to have less than the allness of spirit to have any of that mess, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really saying is that spirit is not quiet, that it ain't done yet. It's still baking.
Mm-hmm.
Got your spirit in the oven. It's not ready yet. But it is already, you see.
Yeah.
This is the magnitude I don't think any of you realize. The power, the magnitude that we're talking about here, that you hold the world in the palm of your hand. I said the devil picks on personal people. It picks on personal things. You'll never find devil picking on God, ever. Ever. Never did, wouldn't be devil no more. What is all that going on? Pings and beans.
Okay, the more that excavation seems to happen, the more the appreciation or awe or grandeur or
yes.
wonder or glory or whatever.
Yes, all of that. It's not even, you want to use superlatives, but of course, then you get into superlatives means greater than, but there are almost no words for it. When you do that excavating, I tell you. You have to demand of yourself an answer. Because you see what's happening, you're trying to give an account of that which is not true. You're comporting with and going along with that which is not true. I don't care what it looks like. You still do it. I don't care how. I've seen times all I could do was just know that, well, does infinite intelligence know this? Yes, it does. Are you trying to make this true? I probably am. Just quit. If intelligence knows it, it has no problem with it, and that is that. Too many beams and phones going off around here. Coming here from everywhere. And you settle it, therefore, within yourself. Is this true or not? Yes. How long will it be true? Well, infinity is encompasses anything to do with any time. Eternity is the wholeness, the isness of now. Is there something to deny this? Whatever it is, whatever statement you make, is there something to deny? And think about that. Is there a Susan mine? A K mine or whatever? No.
No.
It is an assumer. It is a lump of assumptions. There anything that can refute it, go against it. Nothing can enter to defile or make a lie. Nothing can, therefore nothing has. completeness is complete, and it does not have the ability to be incomplete. There's just one. It does not have that ability. Wholeness does not have the ability to be unwhole. It's one wholeness, it's one. There are no two ways, there's no duality, there's just one. But if you keep, and then you go along with that, you see, and then is there something beside left that can operate contrary to it? Anything, anywhere.
Mm-mm. No.
It can operate contrary to the fact, omnipresence being, omnipotence being, omniscience being. And when you get through, you won't even remember why you sat down.
Okay.
If you do, you better do it again. And be very, very careful not to look around with those five limited senses to verify the unlimited. Well, how does this work?
It's like looking around on a page of print to see if you can find the one reading it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We'll talk later. Bye now.
Love you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Trudy.